英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家今天周一跟我们一起来听美文学美文读美文，欢迎收听的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
祝大家新的一周都有好的心情。那在过去的十天当中呢，非常感谢同学们给晶晶老师参与的活动不止余生来投票。我们呢还算是取得了不错的成绩，在这里一并的答谢大家。希望这十天当中呢，大家也享受这个投票的过程。现在呢，新的征程已经开始了，让我们一起呢新的一周学起来。这个朱迪老师为我们挑选了一个非常有趣的故事，还带着悬念呢，坐等听故事的最后结局，好不好？
Yeah, today's story actually reminded me of a news article I read sometime before. It was a news article that reported that research has shown that if people feel anxious or people feel like very nervous about something, they go to the bank and check their bank account.
哎呦，是吗？最近啊，有一个这样的一个调查研究啊，说这个人们在平时感觉到焦虑的时候，会有一个很有意思的举动，就是赶紧去查自己的银行账户里面还有多少钱。
Yeah, it's like, I mean, if you think about it, it's pretty silly, right? Like, I mean, having money in the bank isn't going to solve any of your, like, problems, like you struggle with. Like, for example, if you have a fight with someone,going to the bank and check your balance isn't going to solve anything, right? But it just makes you feel better. It distracts your mind from your problems and it gives you like a sense of independence, a sense of that you have a backup, something to fall back on.
那是不是这样呢？现实生活当中，来，我们来问问我们的各位听友们啊，你觉得你自己在平时生活里遇到压力大的时候啊，很焦虑的时候，你通常都会去做什么？有没有这样一个举动说，赶紧去查查我银行里还有多少钱？其实对于我们中国人来说，自己银行里有多少钱，有多少存款，心里还是有数的，我们比较清楚的知道，因为我们都有 saving 储蓄的习惯。
Yeah, like, I am, like, agreeing totally with these findings because when I was a student in university, I was always very nervous about my exams and I had to pass and everything. And when the exam weeks were there, I checked my bank account every day. Didn't know why, but it was really like...something I just had to do or something, and it did make me feel a little bit better.
那看来生活中还是真有这样的情况啊，就是当你觉得压力很大的时候，或者说，哎呀，我要是这现在还没有找到心仪的工作的时候怎么办呢？我就有一个不自觉的习惯，可能要去查一下自己银行里还有多少钱。其实这只是一种比喻了。
Yeah.
它就是比喻一个人在焦虑的时候，有没有感觉到自己有支持，有backup, your support. 你看哈。
And of course, like, your whole self-esteem and self-confidence should not really depend on the amount of money you have. Like, that is also not the moral of the story we're going to read. Of course not.
好，我们现在直播间已经开放了哈，同学们可以赶紧进来，点击链接进来跟我们一块听直播。奔波吧说我要看下余额宝一样的意思吧哈，查这个 bank account。 然后有的人就焦虑了，就背单词，这感情好，您多背一背单词多焦虑，背完就不焦虑了哈，有问题马上着手去解决。你看啊，今天我们要说的是一个负债累累的一个 businessman、
yeah.
基本上就快破产了，濒临破产。在这样的时候呢，他在公园里边思考人生，哎呀，突然间偶遇了一位老人、
yeah.
这个老人上来听他倾诉完所有的苦恼之后，老人什么的 话都没说，直接啪包里掏出一张大额的支票 check 给他写了一个啊，500万，拿去吧，拿去应对你的燃眉之急，但是这是我借给你的，一年之后你要还给我。完了这商人吧就开始凭借这张支票，哇，一年之后果然哇，生意日渐红火，东山再起。一年以后呢，按照他的承诺回到公园，再见到老人的时候，没想到却发生了令他目瞪口呆的事情。What happened?
Yeah, what happened? Well, the old man turns out to be not really the person who he says he is. But, think about this. The businessman did achieve his goal.The businessman did solve all of his problems because of the check the old man gave to him. in our story, what we're going to read, you will know what made him succeed.
Mm.
It was self-confidence. Mm. Like, imagine how you would feel if you would have $500,000 suddenly. Someone gives that to you. Then you feel like, I'm the king of the world, right? I can do anything I want. So suddenly, all your problems... They seem smaller, doesn't it?
生活中吧，有的时候常常会有那种天降神兵的事情出现，啊，天上掉个馅饼的事情出现。完了呢，当然它不是真正的馅饼，但是它歪打正着，它歪打正着以后，它就哎得出了一个非常满意的结果，特别有意思。你看这些天啊，我们大家参与什么投票活动啊，都能感觉到很多事情它是有变化的。像这今天这个故事也是。一到后面，哎呀，目瞪口呆，原来是这样。但是他真正的目的呢，也达到了。所以今天的这个故事非常的有趣，非常的有趣。同学们，我们做好准备。文段呢很短，文字也很简单，想背下来完全没问题，看你自己。我们一起来听今天故事的第一段。
The old man in the park. Once there was a businessman who was really deep in debt. He was not able to think of any way to get out of debt. So one day,He sat down in the park to think about how he could save his company from bankruptcy. While he was sitting there, an old man appeared, sat down next to him, and said, I can see that something is troubling you. The businessman was sad and depressed, so he told the old man everything about his problem while the old man listened to him patiently. After hearing the sad story of the businessman, the old man smiled and replied, I believe I can help you.The old man put his hand into his pocket, took out a checkbook, and asked the businessman his name. Then he gave a check to the businessman and said, Take this money. Meet me here exactly after 1 year from today, and you can pay me back at that time. After giving that check, the old man got up and walked away. The businessman had mixed feelings. He looked at the check and saw that it was a check of $500,000 signed by Warren Buffett.One of the richest men in the world.
来呀，咱们学英语的同学啊，这些著名的人物的名字，刚才在文段的最后有没有听出来啊？是谁啊 ？Warren
Buffett，
听出来了吗？这是谁啊？啊，咱们这些时事还是要关心关心啊。沃伦·巴菲特，对不对
？Yeah, he's one of the richest men in the whole world. Like I forget his age. He's like 80 something.But yeah, he really earned a lot of money. So yeah, everyone kind of knows him for that.
刚才玉听呢，考察一下大家的听力，有没有听出来这个巴菲特跟这个故事有什么样的关系？来，我们一起来看，标题叫做 The Old Man in the Park， 公园里的老人。
Once there was a businessman who was really deep in debt. He was not able to think of any way.To get out of debt.
好，先看第一句。Once, 从前 there was, 第二 be 句型有一个 businessman, 商人。后面我们赶紧用一个从句来修饰这个商人是一个什么状态呢 ?Who was really deep in debt? 写到一个短语叫深深的在债务里 ,deep in debt, D-E-B-T, 债务。
Yeah, if you're really deep in debt,That means that you have to pay back a lot of money to someone or to a bank because you borrowed that money to, yeah, achieve some goal. Now imagine you're a businessman, then most of the time then you have like your own company, you're like the founder, you're a CEO of some kind of industry, and then you need a lot of money to invest, right? Yeah, where do you get the money? From a bank.Or from other, like, money institutions. But what happens if your business just doesn't go as you want it?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, the customers stay away or, like, you have difficulty in finding good stuff. Then you lose money and keep losing money. And there's no way you can pay back your debt.
哎呀，朱毅老师对一个人要破产的状态好了解啊。
Yeah, like I never want to be a businesswoman. Like too stressful. It's really very risky to do business.
说的好像自己都破过产一样。在咱们中文当中说一个人负债累累啊，咱们说他多啊。你看负债累累是吧？累就多吧。英文中呢说叫 deep in debt。 说你在这个债务当中呢陷得很深。
Yeah,
一个意思。
Deep in this, idiom really means very severe, very large and difficult to overcome. That is a way of using the word deep.、
哎、好歹今天咱们学会了这个短语叫 deep in debt, 形容一个人是负债累累的状况。然后呢 ,he was not able to think of any way to get out of debt.他完全没有办法，不能够想出任何的方法来，又来了 debt, 这次呢搭配是 get out of debt, 啊猜都能猜出来吧，那就是从这个债务当中呢走出来啊，解脱出来。
Yeah, so like it's easy to guess this meaning for sure, like imagine you're deep in debt means that you have a lot of money to pay back, and to get out of debt, that means like, yeah,You don't have money anymore to pay back.、嗯、
同学们有没有自己曾经欠过债的经历啊？欠债是种什么样的感觉？是不是让你觉得很焦虑啊，很苦恼啊，很痛苦啊？
Yeah, definitely.
啊，欠别人三块五块钱都觉得内心过不去，觉睡不好呢、
嗯、
何况是巨大的债务做生意呢？此时此刻显然是非常焦虑的。 So one day, 有一天 he sat down in the park. 啊，没办法，有一天呢就在公园里去思考人生去了。
To think about how he could save his company from bankruptcy.
嗯，还算是一个比较有责任感的商人哈。
Yeah.
在公园里想的是，思考的是 think about how he could, 如何才能够 save his company, 挽救他的公司，拯救他的公司。我们说 save some company from bankruptcy, bank,bankrupt 以及 bankruptcy 三个单词，实际上词根都是一样的。bank 是银行嘛 ，cruptcy 没有了。
Yeah,
bankruptcy 破产。
Yeah, to save something or someone from something else, that really means from to stop something from happening, to prevent something. That means to save blah 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 from. Well, bankruptcy is like as Jingjing said, it's like a company that is like.Doesn't have money anymore to function. Like they might as well close the door because they're only losing money.
这里的短语叫 save something from something, 就是把某事呢从某个最后那个境地当中啊，把它给拯救出来啊，把它给解救出来。我们都可以说 save somebody from some 状态，可以吗？啊，大家对这个没有问题？哟，大家怎么都有欠债的经历哈？有的欠着房贷呢，有的呢是欠着十万呢哈。房贷没办法，这些都不是大款是吧，房贷是正常的，这很好，恭喜你欠着房贷呢，你有了自己的家。好，有的呢说什么，说自己是欠了好多信用卡啊，一点点还，看来都是带着债呀、啊、带着自己身上。好，在这种情况下呢，他这个厉害，他这个濒临破产了，所以要 save his company from bankruptcy.
While he was sitting there, an old man appeared, sat down next to him and said,I can see that something is troubling you.、
啊、就在这个时候天降神兵来喽。While he was sitting there, 当他正好坐在那个时候苦思人生。An old man appeared,、啊、一个白胡子的老人突然间就出现了，跟着神话故事里写的似的。然后这个时候还 sat down next to him, 不偏不倚的就坐在他的身旁，然后还跟他说话说
I can see that something is troubling you.
我完全能够看得出来，这里的 see 是看出来，看出来有一些事情呢正在 troubling you, 正在困扰着你，正在烦恼着你。这简直就跟那个什么啊，这个那个童话故事里的一些什么 fairy tale 里面的一些神奇的
yeah, yeah.
有魔力的人一样，坐在你身边不说，还善解人意的说，嗯，小伙子。我看得出来有什么事在困扰着你。
Yeah, usually,、like at the moment you least expect it, some person appears and can help you, just like in fairy tales, it's true.
所以人在这种悲伤和沮丧的时候，是不是特别希望有一个 listener、
yeah.
能够来听他讲述自己的遭遇啊。接下来这个商人就赶紧全部和盘托出。
The businessman was sad and depressed.So he told the old man everything about his problem, while the old man listened to him patiently.
好，这个 businessman was sad and depressed. 我们都说同样的状态的词哈，短的先说，长的后说。您看这个 sad, 悲伤的。Depressed, 是沮丧的。
Yeah, like if someone is depressed, they're extremely sad and unhappy. They feel desperate and just really stuck at life. It's really a very, very sad feeling.
如果你询问一个人啊，他是非常的悲伤、沮丧，你可以连用这个短语叫 sad and depressed。你就不用分开记了，你就记这个小砖块 sad and depressed， 而且顺序不要变，不是 depressed and sad， 而是 sad and depressed。
Yeah， and it's important to remember that the word depressed doesn't only mean extremely sad. Like, I mean, if your bunny dies or something, then you can be extremely sad, but then you're not depressed. Like, depressed is really for a long time that you are feeling like down and low and that you don't see the point in life anymore.
大家注意 depressed 这个单词，它实际上有个名词形式是 depression. Depression 是抑郁症哦。所以它跟我们一种悲伤还不一样，抑郁症是长期的情感的一种压抑的状态，一种沮丧的状态。只有你看，在一个人自己都觉得走投无路的时候，才会出现 both sad and depressed.
Yeah.
平时我们可能比如说什么小事情就 sad 一下就完了。这里是 sad and depressed. 好，大家都说啊，这个人是谁？是股神啊，是神灯啊，是神仙，还有说是刘伯温。
Yeah.
好
，Also Carrie, I spend the weeks after our breakup feeling sad and depressed. Yeah, that's a good.Very good sentence. I hope not.
Carrie 这个句子也造得很好。那这位悲伤沮丧的商人，这怎么样呢？ Told the old man everything about his problem. 啊，你看白胡子老爷爷，看上去还和蔼可亲，好像还善解人意，赶紧就把自己的悲惨遭遇讲给他听了。Everything about his problem. 而这个老年人呢， listened to him patiently. 啊，一言不发，安安静静地听着他说完话。
Yeah, the old man listened to him with a lot of patience. They just waited. He just waits until the businessman is finished talking and he's just not saying like, oh, I know, you should do this and this. No, he just waits until the businessman has done his story.
这老爷爷吧还不是一般的过路人啊。
Yeah.
那过路人一般来说也不会停下来听你说这些。
Yeah.
同时说完以后可能也就说啊，那你应该这么做吧。啊，你应该那么做嘛，是不是？给你点什么建议之类的。大家记不记得那个 Forrest Gump 在那个长椅上讲他自己的故事的时候，旁边都没几个人在听，是不是？好，这个时候老爷爷是很耐心的听着他讲完了故事， patiently 有耐心的。
After hearing the sad story of the businessman, the old man smiled and replied, "I believe I can help you."
更神奇的事情在后面呢。After hearing the sad story of the businessman, 当他听完了商人的这个悲伤的伤心的故事以后呢，这个老年人啊 old man 反而微笑起来了 smiled, 然后回答说 replied, I believe I can help you. 你知道外国人吧，要是说 I believe 什么什么事情的话，那是有十足的把握在成竹在胸的。一般来讲不说 I believe 我相信，一般说 I guess I could help you 等等，这里他十分肯定的说 I believe I can help you.
Yeah, he's convinced, he just knows he can help the businessman. That's why he says I believe. Like it's a more stronger emphasis on the fact that you really are certain of something.
对，一个人只有在感觉到自己很确定的时候才会说 yeah. I believe I can do something. I believe I can fly.
Well, like, I hope not, but no, I believe is really like a strong way of saying I'm certain that.
I'm certain that. 对了， yeah. 就是这个短语，我确信我能帮到你的。见证奇迹的时候到了。
The old man put his hand into his pocket, took out a checkbook, and asked the businessman his name. Then he gave a check to the businessman and said, "Take this money. Meet me here exactly after 1 year from today, and you can pay me back at that time."
The old man put his hand into his pocket.我们来看这个动作啊，动作这个延续性这个描写。Put his hand into his pocket， 把手放进某人的口袋啊，这个砖块我们可以一起来记一个动作的流程。你看，很顺利的这么下来的。Put his hand into his pocket， 把手揣进衣兜，啊，把手伸进衣兜。Put his hand into his pocket， took out 拿出来了一个。Check book 这个在我们这儿很少见，在国外很多，一种支付方式、叫做支票簿 check， 来拼写一下 spelling。
C-H-E-Q-U-E. That is like, more often used in America as well, actually. Like in Europe, it's like I didn't see it that many times. Yeah, only very, very, very rich people.They have checkbooks and stuff.
我们这里呢很少有支票簿哈，但是你要是有机会看到人家给你写支票簿的话，你会觉得那个感觉很神奇的。
Yeah, it's usually used also to transfer large amounts of money, not only like say 10 quid or something, but like really like big amounts with like six zeros.
对，一般支票它是用于大额支付的。
Yeah.
而且你想啊，随时随地把支票簿带在身上的人，那都是随时随地得准备做大生意的，是不是？
Yeah,
一来就给你写个几百万。
Some people maybe.
是吧，我们看以前看那个港剧里面经常有人说来给你一张支票拿去怎样怎样的、是吧，这个 checkbook 就是这样的大笔支付。然后呢还问说小伙子你名字是什么呀、ask the businessman his name， 因为你得把那个支票的使用者的名字写上去。
You have to write the name of the person who will receive the money on the check. That's what like verifies the check.
哎，我们脑海中可以想象这个故事的情景哈，老年人拿出支票了。
Yeah.
说小伙子叫什么名字啊？
Yeah, with that check, you can go to the bank, and then the bank gives you cash money or gives you like money on your bank account. That's how it works.
然后大笔哗哗哗几下，是吧？ Mm-hmm. 就写了一大笔钱，然后写完了，他就 he gave the check to the businessman.完了就把这支票就递给了这个商人，然后就说 take this money， 拿着这笔钱
meet me here exactly after one year from today and you can pay me back at that time.
Meet me here， 在这里来见我。
Yeah, just come back here after one year.
Exactly after one year from today. From today， 从今天起。 Exactly after one year， 整整一年后的今天，哎，一年后的今天，我们这么说 ，exactly after one year from today 啊，有心的同学可以把这样的短语记下来，记在笔记本里头。哎，一年以后的今天，我们还在这里见面，干嘛呢 ？You can pay me back at that time.
Yeah, so like he says, like after one year from now, you give me that money back. What I am just.What I'm going to give to you.
对，老先生的意思就是说，我现在可以先借给你这笔钱，以让你度过燃眉之急。但是呢，我不是白给你的，到时候你得来这儿还我啊！你还不还我，要看你自己有没有这诚信。你要是个讲信用的人，你明年这个时候，今天啊，比如7月17号，你就到这里来还给我，好不好？我们就先做一个达成一个这样的 deal， 一个交易。
After giving that check, the old man got up and walked away. The businessman had mixed feelings. He looked at the check and saw that it was a check of $500,000 signed by Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world.
好，一年后呢要约见于此哈。我觉得大家呢对这个支票非常的感兴趣。有人说好大气的老头，有人说没人开过支票给我。默默说以前偶像剧都是美女把男主的支票撕掉，最后幸福的在一起了啊，这些都是偶像剧，不宜当真，不宜模仿啊。一般都是男主的妈妈甩给女主，是吧？谁要你啊？是拿着你的钱离我的儿子远点儿、一般都是这种偶像剧啊。真正的支票出现在这里的时候呢，还是不得了的。这支票啊，你看 ，after giving the check， 给完了支票以后 ，the old man got up， 动词短语 got up 是什么？站起身来。
Yeah, like he first sat down beside the businessman on the bench, and then he just stood up. He got up.
对了，支票知道怎么说？大家知不知道发票怎么说呀？啊，咱们中国的发票怎么说哈？有人知道吗？写在聊天室啊。
发票 ，I actually don't know a good English translation for that one.
哎 ，Judy 老师都知道发票的。
Yeah, like it's like. To make a bill or something, or to make a.
现在因为老外很多都已经知道发票了，
yeah,
所以大家直接就用发票这个词这个读音了。
Yeah, like if you ask if you want a 票 in say Europe or America, you always just ask for the receipt. That is like 发票
receipt 还不是
yeah
receipt 不是
the same
发票是发票、
yeah.
那是不一样的。发票也可以叫做 invoice 这个单词也叫做发票，但是现在大家都用发票中文音就行了。好了啊，这不是发票啊，这就是支票了。老人就 got up and walked away， 起身就离开了。你不觉得很神奇吗？啊，一个老头给你开个票，完了很淡定的就走了。
Yeah, it's very mysterious, like some kind of strange happening that doesn't happen in real life, but yeah.It happened.
完全就跟那个电影里演的似的。
Yeah.
生活中要是有人碰到这事儿，还不估计还觉得他是个骗子，是吧？
Yeah,
有可能吧。
Yeah.
哎呀，这个时候大家猜这商人是什么样的心情？那是五味杂陈的心情。The businessman had a mixed feelings.
Yeah.
一个小小的 mixed, 混杂的，就把这种 feelings 表现得淋漓尽致了。
Yeah, mixed feelings is like a fixed term. It's like a term we use when you feel two things at the same time about something. Like you see something and you feel good and bad about it. You feel happy and sad about it. That is like mixed feelings. For example, if you had a math test, in my case, and you thought, it went okay, I think. Nah, it didn't went okay.Nah, I failed. Maybe I didn't fail. That is definitely an example of mixed feelings.
啊，你看这个高考完了以后，大家的心情，考生的心情，
就
是说，啊，我可能考得挺好的，嗯，不行不行，我可能那个要考得不好。
Yeah.
哎，我这考得不好怎么办呢？怎么样？所以汉语啊，在描述这种 mixed feelings 的时候，它有一些很高级的词汇啊，非常的形象，比如说百感交集。
Yeah.
哎呀，这些短语，百感，一百种感受在交集在一起，就是 mixed feelings 啊。这个时候，商人这内心是说不出的滋味啊。接下来，他看了看这个支票 ，He looked at the check and saw that it was a check of 多少钱？我们说一张多少钱的支票，用这个表达 a check of 多少钱？这里是
a check of $500,000。
数一数啊，个十百千万、
yeah.
十万。
It's like half a million.
五十万啊 ,million 是百万嘛。
Yeah.
Half a million 就是五十万。
Yeah.
五十万美元呐。Signed by, 签名儿 ,signed by 谁
?Warren Buffett.
沃伦巴菲特。他是谁呀 ?One of the richest men in the world. 他是世界上最富有的人之一。大家都是他非常厉害的投资家，对不对？
Yeah, yeah, and if you see a check signed by him, then you would think, okay, maybe he's not someone who cheats after all, because, you know, Warren Buffett, he could miss like half a million, like, it's not that he needs it to survive or something, so then it makes sense that he would give that to someone, maybe, like a little bit more sense at least.
我们总是会感慨哈，说外国人身上怎么老是遇见这种神奇的事情啊？
嗯，
什么事情都跟那个美国人拍的电影里演的似的，什么不可能的都能发生生活中，
嗯，
奇奇怪怪的事情。那美国哪个公园啊？我们也去坐一坐。
Yeah, maybe like in New York or something. They have nice parks over there here. And like I read this about New York the other day that the parks are filled with people who.All pretend that they are lucky and happy and like that everything is going well, but from the inside they're dying because they are all hardworking business people under a lot of stress. So yeah, those parks are often filled with people like this businessman. They just want to get away from their business, from their office and think about things.
像这些大富豪的名字 Warren Buffett,
嗯，
这些大家都应该知道的读音是什么，以后在新闻里看到，在报刊里读到，都应该知道拼写是什么，读音如何，是吧？哎呀，您看这事儿啊，所以同学们平时没事别王者荣耀了，公园里走一走，坐一坐吧。
嗯，
没准这些 miracles 就在等着你呢。这个时候，我们来看啊，故事继续怎么往前发展。
The The businessman realized that with half a million, he could easily get out of debt, but instead of using the check to pay his debt, he decided to put that check in his safe and to use it only in case of emergency. With the check in his safe, the businessman felt more confident. With a changed mindset, the businessman went back to his business and he was able to think better. He negotiated better with others and made better deals. He started reconstructing his business and worked really hard with full zeal and enthusiasm. Over time, he even made several big deals. And after only a few months, the businessman got out of debt and started making profit again. Exactly 1 year passed since the day the businessman met the old man, and as promised, he returned to the park with the same check the old man gave him. As agreed, the old man also appeared. The businessman was very happy to see the old man and told him his success story. When the businessman was about to return the check to the old man, however, a nurse ran over to them and grabbed the old man by his hand while saying to the businessman, "I'm so glad I caught him. I hope he hasn't been bothering you much. He always escapes from the psychiatric hospital and tells people he is Warren Buffett." Then the nurse said goodbye and left, together with the old man. The businessman was stunned. All year long, he was dealing with all his problems, thinking he had $500,000 in his safe. The moral of the story is, not money, but our attitude and self-confidence gives us power to achieve anything we want.
啊、哦，最后出现了大反转，
yeah.
大反转。我们来看啊，你先不要看结果啊。这个时候，商人就意识到了，他就知道，哇塞，我拿到了这50万美元了，我要该做些什么呢
？Yeah, he is like really excited and everything. Like he has mixed feelings, but he's still like a little bit relieved. So yeah, now he's like thinking what to do. The businessman realized that with $500,000. He could easily get out of debt, but instead of using the check to pay his debt, he decided to put that check in his safe and to use it only in case of emergency.
我们来一定要注意一下，这个商人是怎么来使用这50万美元的。正常的情况是马上去用它来还债，对不对？
Yeah. Yeah.
所以这个商人之所以的用这样的事情还能歪打正着的成功，就跟他使用这笔钱的方式和他的意识，他的整个的思维方式有很大的关系。换句话说，发生在别人身上，他不一定最后能成功。他是这么想的，他说，我现在首先我很 relieved。
Yeah, he is relieved because should it be the case that he does lose his business, then he still has $500,000, then he still can like,I don't know, survive and like do the stuff he wants to do.
首先他觉得我是大松了一口气啊。
Yeah.
啊我现在心里有底儿了。
Yeah.
啊我有50万美元了我不怕了。然后他并没有着急去兑换他。他只是意识到说 ,we realize that with $500,000, he could easily get out of debt. 他已经算好了。有了这50万美元可以轻轻松松的 get out of debt。
Yeah.
摆脱这个债务危机。
It won't be that hard for him now to get out of debt. Like, he can just go to the person he needs to pay back money and then give the money to him and done.
哎，就是你脱债的这个可能性你已经有了。
Yeah.
啊，所以现在心里就不慌了嘛。
But he does realize it doesn't really solve anything if he does that.
但是他认为就是说我即便拿这50万美元先去把债还了，但是又能解决公司后来的问题吗？能不能解决永久的问题呢？ Instead of using the check to pay his debt, 而没有，你看 instead of 后面这种可能性是 instead of 用支票来还债，他没有用这种可能性，而是用了另一种，我们用 instead of something, 就是说他没有做这件事情，叫 instead of something.
Yeah, instead of something, in place of something, or something else. Like, if you say,I drink coffee instead of tea. That means that you don't drink tea, you drink coffee.
He decided to put the check in his safe. 他决定又把这样一张支票呢放在他的 safe 保险柜里。
Yeah, it's like a strong box with special locks on it to keep valuable things in. It can also be like a chest or like, yeah, something like a pretty treasure box, you name it, that's called a safe.
大家看见没有，这就是一种什么做大事的人的思维方式。
Yeah.
哎，他就不会说马上把这个钱来用了。
Yeah, it's a sign that this businessman is not stupid and that he's somewhere...that he has like a certain belief that he can still do something about his problem.
他的方式是我先把它放在保险柜里，因为这个东西它是我的底气，然后 use it only in case of emergency. 只在 emergency 有紧急情况下的时候我才去用它。
Yeah, only when an emergency happens. Only when I'm in a very, very dangerous and serious situation like that I really cannot get out of.With the check in his safe, the businessman felt more confident. With a changed mindset, the businessman went back to his business, and he was able to think better, he negotiated better with others, and made better deals.
保险箱里有没有五十万？这个人的底气就是不一样的了。
No.
好，有了这五十万以后 ,with a check in his safe, safe 在这里啊，咱们已经说了保险柜啊、保险箱 safe. The businessman felt more confident. 突然间这个信心就倍增了。
Yeah.
我们说一个人的 self-confidence 是什么？是支撑的你能够做更大的事情的一种底气。
Yeah,
是不是？
Like if you are confident, then you have like a feeling that you can do something well、and that you can succeed, that you can do it.、
我们聊天的室当中有个同学总结得特别好，说支票在手，天下我有。你看人一旦觉得已经有 more confidence 了以后呢，他就开始行动了，开始翻盘了。Yeah. With a changed mindset, changed, 已经改变过的 mindset, 这种这个什么心态
Yeah.
mindset 心态
a mindset is like a person's way of thinking、about life their opinions about happenings situations
对于这个逆境的心态也好对于这种商业的心态啊、业务的心态也好它改变了改变了以后呢 the businessman went back to his business 重新回到了自己的生意场上 and he was able to think better he negotiated better with others and made better deals这个时候他变得更加善于思考了更加精于谈判技巧了 negotiated better、跟别人谈判的更好了 negotiate or negotiation、
if you negotiate about something it's usually about like formal agreements like、in business you often negotiate with people you don't necessarily like discuss something you negotiate
对然后呢自然而然的就这个效益就上去了吧
yeah
made better deals 我们说 make deals 就是做的很好的生意了
yeah a deal is like an agreement or like an arrangement about money it's usually between two people who are in business like they make an agreement about the price of a product or they make a task division like okay you produce this and then I produce thatAnd then we work together. That is a deal.
共同的生意、
yeah.
Made deals 做交易做生意也做得越来越红火了
He started reconstructing his business and worked really hard with full zeal and enthusiasm.
一切呢都开始上了正道了上了正轨了这个时候他开始正式的 reconstructing construct 建设 reconstructing 重建
Yeah.
重新建设自己的 business.
Yeah, to build something that is like damaged, like to rebuild something,
okay, rebuild,
to restore something.
就是重建。自己的公司都已经濒临破产了现在不仅拉回来了还要重新什么东山再起。同时那是哇打拼开始 ,worked very hard.
Yeah.
哇没日没夜的工作呀。With full zeal. 这里我们来学两个单词一个是 zeal 和 enthusiasm.
Yeah.Zeal is like a very strong feeling of interest and enthusiasm, you're right. Like, it makes someone very eager and determined, like very, yeah, very brave to do something.
这两个词呢我们也是在中学里学过的。一个是 zeal, 一个是 enthusiasm,、注意发音。两个词都有大致的意思就是那种哇不得了满腔热情知道吧满怀热情满是热诚就是非常专注极大的热情
Yeah, so if someone does something with full zeal that means that someone is doing something with intense devotion and intense enthusiasm like that there is never a day that they are not like eager to do something.
全心全意满怀热情与热诚的哈，为自己的事业开始打拼了。Over time, 经过一段时间 he even made several big deals.哇，甚至还完成了好几笔大买卖呢。
Yeah, a big deal is like some, yeah, agreement you make with another company or with another person that gives you a lot more benefit than just a deal. A deal just gives you benefit, but a big deal is something that gives you like a lot of profit.
实际上这一切过程全部是他自己来完成的，对不对？就因为有了底气以后，有了信心以后，哇塞，这一切都顺风顺水。结果就短短的几个月时间 ，only after a few months, the businessman
got out of debt.
成了、yeah. got out of debt, 全部还清了这些债务，摆脱了真正的摆脱了一个债务危机 ，got out of debt.And
yeah, he started making profit again.
Making profit 就是开始盈利咯。
Yeah,
开始挣钱咯。
He started to make money. He, like profit is the money you earn in trade or in a business that like you earn that after you pay like the cost of producing something、mm. or of buying something. Like after you spend all that money to buy something and then you sell something again for a little higher price.And then the money you keep like left, you have left, that is your profit.
真正的开始东山再起了，摆脱债务危机了，哈，一切人生呢又重回正轨了。算一算时间吧，差不多遇到那个老人的时候开始也有一年了。Yeah.
Exactly 1 year passed since the day the businessman met the old man. And as promised, he returned to the park.With the same check the old man gave him.
好，我们来看这里 ，exactly 1 year after, exactly 1 year passed. 整整一年就这样 passed 过去了。Since the day the businessman met the old man. 从哪个时候开始算起呢？从商人遇到老人那天开始算起，整整一年就这样过去了。And as promised, 就像当初承诺的那样 ，as promised, he returned to the park.啊，这商人非常的讲诚信。
Yeah.
按照承诺如期的返回到公园。With the same check the old man gave him. 原封不动的就拿出了啊 ,the same check, 带着老人给他的那张支票。他其实根本就没有用。
Yeah,
没有用他。
He totally never used the check, like he never needed it, because he all did it by himself, he earned money by himself.
As agreed,也就是说 as agreed, 也是按照约定的意思。
Yeah, just as they had agreed upon before, like as agreed.
这位神仙爷爷呢也出现了哈。
Yeah, the old man also appeared.
你看这完全就是那神话里写的嘛啊，童话里写的都这样。
Yeah.
哪个时候你要到哪里来见我怎么样我就实现你的愿望什么之类的。老人也出现了。
The businessman was very happy to see the old man and told him his success story.
商人觉得又感激啊哈、又高兴啊特别的谢谢这位老先生。
Yeah.
The businessman was very happy to see the old man. 然后赶紧就跟他讲啊我这一年是怎么奋斗的。
Yeah, I mean, of course, everyone who has a success story,They are very eager to tell it because a success story is a story about how someone has achieved wealth or has become very respected by others or has become famous. That is a success story.
Success story, 成功的故事。
Yeah.
他觉得这个老年人肯定是做生意的能手，他肯定懂他自己一个奋斗的经历和过程，然后就整个全盘的又再跟他讲了一遍我是怎么样东山再起的。好，就在这个时候，哈哈，反转的情景来了。
When the businessman was about to return the check to the old man, however, a nurse ran over to them and grabbed the old man by his hand, while saying to the businessman, I am so glad I caught him.
看。When the businessman was about to return, 在这里大家应该非常敏感的注意到有一个短语叫做什么 ?be about to do something. 就在我们的语法课当中还专门讲过 be about to do 是什么意思现在谁来告诉我
?Well, to be about to do something means to be going to do something very soon. So, like he was about to, means he was just going to, etc. That means like, yeah, if he will very quickly, he will do something.
刚刚，马上就要做某事了。
Yeah.
Be about to do something. 还想不想得起来呀？啊，来 ，Carrie 打出来了哈，即将，刚要，正打算。没错，就是这意思啊！你可以是 be going to 的意思，但是 be going to 呢，还得稍微再快点 be about to， 马上了，眼巴前了，已经正要把这个 check return the check to the old man， 把支票还给老人的时候，好，半路杀出个程咬金，一个 nurse 护士
yeah
ran over to him， 马上着急忙慌的跑过来了。
I am so glad I caught him.
And grab the old man.
Oh.
抓住了这个老人。Grab 是什么意思？
Yeah, like,
抓一下，飞快地抓住。
She took him with her hands, like, and she kind of pulled him away from the businessman to grab.
因为大家一听到 nurse, 可能心里都知道个八九分了一个什么情况了啊。迅速的用手啪一下子抓住这个老人啊，稳准狠的抓住了。While 同时 saying to the businessman, 还对着这个商人就说
I am so glad I caught him.
我太高兴了，我终于啊抓住他了。
I hope he hasn't been bothering you much.
啊，希望呢他并没有 hasn't been doing something. 啊，这时态我们明儿要讲了啊， hasn't been doing something, 就是一个现在完成。Bothering you, bother 给某人添麻烦。
Yeah, it's like to annoy or to irritate someone, to give someone like a lot of annoyance.
打扰的意思。
Yeah.
就是过分的打扰和烦扰某人，说，哎，希望他没有过分的打扰到您哈，不好意思，不好意思。他呢
,he always escapes from the psychiatric hospital and tells people that he's Warren Buffett.
完了，哎呀，这老先生啊。总是逃跑 escape from some place， 从哪个地方逃跑啊？从这个 psychiatric 新单词，大家查一查什么意思啊？ Psychiatric hospital 精神病院啊。
Yeah, a psychiatric hospital is like a place where people with mental illnesses, they stay there and they get treatments for their disease. Like if they're, for example, if they're very depressed or if they just have loss of memory, that's also possible.
精神病的另外一种说法呢是 mental illness.
Yeah.
啊，精神方面的一些疾病。那这个精神病的医院叫做 psychiatric hospital. 老先生呢，哎呀，经常从精神病院跑出来呀。另外呢 ,tells people that he's Warren Buffett. 还告诉人们说他就是沃伦巴菲特。
Yeah. So now you know that old man is actually not Warren Buffett. He's just thinking he's Warren Buffett or just likes to tell that to people because he has a certain mental disorder.
哎，这剧情精彩哈。哎，像奔波爸说的，老头没事都在公园给人写支票，没事就写支票，往旁边一坐，说来钱给你，拿去换50万。好，这个时候说 ，Then the nurse said goodbye and left。然后呢，护士就把老人哈就带走了啊 ，left together with the old man， 带着老人就一起离开了，就跟这个商人呢就告别了。
The businessman was stunned。
此时此刻，商人的内心是崩溃的。
Yeah.
这个 stun 这个单词，今天我们在这个文段当中遇到了以后，就千万不要忘记。
Yeah, it's very shocked, very surprised. He's very like, what? Because, yeah.He can't believe what just happened.
刚才朱迪老师用了几个同义词，比如说像 shocked.
Yeah.
还有什么？
Surprised.
震惊了。当时我就震惊了。Shocked. Or stunned. Stunned 这个词更精彩。S-E-T-U-N-N-D. 表示那种目瞪口呆，下巴都掉地上了。啊？什么情况？
All year long.He was dealing with all his problems, thinking that he had $500,000 in his safe.
此时此刻，那真是剧情反转得太快啊，就像龙卷风来得太快啊。整整这一年 ,all year long, he was dealing with all his problems. 他一直在积极的解决着 dealing with 处理着解决着他遇到的各种各样的问题 all his problems， 还一直傻乎乎的以为 thinking that he had $500,000 in the safe， 还一直以为自己的保险箱里存放着$500,000呢。
Yeah, he was thinking like, okay, I can do this. I have $500,000 in my safe, so I'm just going to work hard and like take risks, but it's not a very bad thing if it all goes wrong because I still have $500,000. That is a different approach, right?
嗨，故事到这里就结束了，但是它还有一层寓意啊。我们来看它的 moral 是什么，它的寓意是什么。
Not money, but our attitude and self-confidence gives us power to achieve anything we want.
不是钱。
Yeah.
Not money.在这种情况下，在这个故事当中，并不是钱，而是我们的 attitude 正确的态度、
yeah.
以及 self-confidence 自信心 gave us power to achieve anything we want， 给了我们力量去实现我们想要的一切。
Yeah, so like our self-confidence gives us like the ability to, yeah, to achieve things, to achieve the things you want, to achieve the things you want to reach in your life.
所以你看，这个文章整体来看的话，啊，公园里遇到一位奇人，确实给这位商人帮了一个大忙。
Yeah, like, this story reminds me of another moral. It's like, I once read that on such a sign motivational poster idea. It's like, whether you say I can't or I can, it's true.It's true. Like, if you say, I can't do this, yeah, then you don't really do it. You don't really make an effort, right? If you say to yourself, I can't do this, then you at least make an effort. At least you try, right?、
Mm.
And then usually, it succeeds.
态度和信念能够决定你是否得到你想要的。刚才有个同学魏青，他总结得非常好。他说，天助自助者。God help those who help themselves.
Yeah.
一个能够自助的人，老天爷都会来帮你。你看老年人当然是以老年人的形象出现的，给你支持票，但是他用自己那种非常非常聪明的思维方式，一种真正的有钱人的或者是做大事人的这种思维方式。
Yeah, and it's not like that the old man really helped the businessman or something. The businessman eventually had the courage to start helping himself. He eventually was brave enough to make the risks.He had to do to save his company.
哎，这个商人肯定是一个什么呀？扶得起的阿斗。我们说，这个人要是扶不起的阿斗，你就是给他一张真正的$500,000，他也不能把自己的生意翻盘，是不是
？Yeah.
这个人本身就是一个可塑之才。同时，他遇到了一个很好的 backup 跟 support。我们就从一个侧面能够理解到，就是说，有时候来自别人的支持是非常重要的。
Yeah, for sure. Like, some support, some, like, something to fall back on. Everyone needs that, I think. Like, I mean, you can be so independent and so self-sustainable and etc. And, of course, you can live without the support and help of other people, but it's nice when they're there. It's less stressful when they're there. And it gives you more...confidence to achieve more than you already have.
一个假支票都能成功，当然这也不会发生在每个人身上。就像刚才有同学说的，这老爷爷说不定天天在公园里给人家开支票，对不对？
Yeah,
开好多就好多支票，结果大家都发现他是个神经病。没有想到在一个真正的可塑之才身上，哎，这个故事竟然奇迹般的迸发出了他该有的力量。
Could be. I mean, it could be that this old man is, like, just cheating everyone and that everyone in that park already knows him for being a liar, basically. But, yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's the moral of the story is that old man, that he did realize that, yeah, some people just need a little extra push.And that extra push, he's willing to give.
我们在生活中有时候啊，也需要给周围的人一些 extra push. 你轻轻的给他推一下，
yeah.
很可能他会创造奇迹。这就是我们在对别人的时候的一种可以参考的方式。同时，在别人帮助我们的时候，不要把对方当成什么救命稻草，还是要自己去好好的努力才可以。
Yeah, and also like the fact that the old man in the first place was listening. patiently to the man's story, that is often the key that really helps people to get out of their problems. Like, that's the first step.
Hmm.
Like, people with like a lot of problems, they usually lack listening ear.
如果你不能帮自己解决问题，如果你不能帮自己东山再起啊，就是给你五千万美元，五亿又能怎么样呢？也不可能达到一个什么样的目的吧。所以这是两种力量，一种是外来的 extra push，
那、
种是以自身的一种拼搏的能力。只有这两种都结合在一起的时候，你才能可能有一个 success story。
Yeah, and like you can question yourself, what is more valuable, the attitude that the man gave to him, or if the check was real, the check。
对，
you can think about that one。
哎呀，今天故事实在是太精彩了哈！生活中很多情况下，即使有的东西表面上看来是假的，但是很可能它也有一些正面的作用。好，值得我们好好回味思考。谢谢 Judy 老师，谢谢大家，一节课就到这里结束了，咱们下次见，拜拜。